Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 5. Yesterday we sent some good vibes to a neutral person, or stranger. Today we're going to head into slightly choppier waters, as we investigate conflict in our relationships. Hey, I'm not going to make this program too easy. I have to give you a bit of a challenge, right? Conflict in our relationships can at best leave us with an uncomfortable feeling, but at its worst can cause fallout, not speaking for days, weeks, months, or even years. And conflict can cause a lot of harm. Even on that level of our everyday busyness, that can cause inner conflict. Basically being here and wanting to be there. And this inner conflict can also cause our outer conflict. You might notice the more at harmony with yourself you are, generally the nicer you are to other people too. So when we have an awareness of what's happening in our internal world, we're likely to be more patient, less judgmental, and accepting and forgiving of others' behaviour. We'll look a bit more at forgiveness in day 7, so stay tuned. In the last program, we learnt to connect with vulnerability, as this is also a way to connect to the root of what can cause us upset. Now, we also need to connect with the vulnerability in other people, as this is a way to soften the walls we put up, that us and them, that othering or objectifying. And when we connect with vulnerability in others, we once again see them as a human being, rather than a monster or an alien. We're going to do a meditation on a conflict situation to unpick it a bit with our mindful superpowers and see what's going on. So, getting into your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting tall and dignified, with your back nice and straight, while allowing your body to rest on the surface you're sitting on. And taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes. And as you breathe out, surrendering to your present moment experience, however you're feeling. And in surrendering, that's simply letting go. Letting go of anything you're holding on to. And that includes any judgments about how you feel right now. And maybe wanting to feel different from your experience right now. And now connecting with your breath, your breathing. Noticing it wherever it's most vivid for you. So this can be your nostrils, your belly rising and falling, or a sense of your whole body as you breathe. Resting your attention on your breath and allowing everything else to fall away. Sitting with just you and your breathing. And continuing to do this. Now bring to mind a conflict situation and maybe the person involved in it. It doesn't have to be the biggest conflict. Maybe a time where something someone said jarred you and perhaps you reacted. Bring that situation to mind. It could be at work, with a family member, It could have been with a complete stranger. And as you bring this conflict situation to life, what was your response? And can you notice it in your body now? What emotions did this conflict situation bring up? Really sensing what this brings up in your body and your emotions. And being kind to yourself and only going as far into it as you feel is comfortable. So if you're getting a strong reaction, you may want to step back a little bit and focus on your breath for a little while. And are there any words that fit with how you feel? Maybe stuck, put in a corner, blocked, angry, stretched, pushed. And notice what your mind is saying. What's it telling you about the truth of this conflict? Now see if you can notice any vulnerability. Any vulnerability in your body, in your emotions. And how does that vulnerability appear? And does this vulnerable place take on any form? Or does it simply exist as a sensation? Really tuning into that vulnerability. Connecting with how you felt deep down. And as you notice, you can ask yourself this question. What does that place of vulnerability need? Given that area some nurturing, caring attention. And if you want to, you can breathe into that and say to yourself, it's okay, let me feel this. So feeling this vulnerability for a few moments. Now picturing that conflict situation again and tuning into the other person's vulnerability. Can you sense any vulnerability in them too? How did they come away from that conflict situation? How might they be feeling? And what's your deep down sense of this, rather than what they showed you at the time, using a bit of your intuition there. And what might they need? From what you can sense in them, what might they be needing? What do they need right now? And exploring this for a few moments. Now letting go of the effort you've been making And now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. As we end this meditation, we don't really know other people, but we can tune into a sense of how they are, from how we are. And of course we're all different, but we are all human. And gently surrendering to your experience of right now. So how was that experience? Did you connect with your vulnerability? Did you notice anything you had in common? Conflicts always happen for a reason, and generally people don't get into conflict when they're happy in themselves. So there's always an underlying root cause, and it might have absolutely nothing to do with you, but you appeared to that person at that time and said something that triggered them. And it can be really useful to depersonalize conflict, as it really is inner conflict that's being externalized. And outside of humans, animals only attack for survival or when they feel threatened. So with humans, survival can be exchanged for social status, or vulnerable self, and power, or anything really. You can try this meditation as one of your practices and see how your relationships change over time. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to continue along this heading to the world of empathy. You can even bring your conflict person over to day 6, or you're welcome to leave him behind to sit on the naughty step and think about what they've done. It's up to you. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 6.